Hello and welcome to Simply Save podcast, Money Control's weekly personal finance show where we discuss all things money. The COVID-19 pandemic has triggered financial and emotional upheavals for families across India since it hit the shores in March last year. But the most affected category is that of children who have lost both their parents. According to the National Commission for Protection of Child Rights, over 3,500 kids fall in this category, while more than 26,000 have lost at least one parent. Not surprisingly, such news reports have heightened the concerns of parents. While most parents invest in mutual funds and ensure that they have a large term insurance policy in place, the virulent second wave has shown that this may not be enough. A financial plan and legal framework that can protect your children even in your absence needs to be put in place. To understand how parents should go about creating such a financial plan, we have with us Preeti Kulkarni from Money Control's personal finance team. Hi Preeti, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on the show, Aisha.
So Preeti, could you start with the basics? How can parents ensure that their wealth is being passed on to their children without any legal hassles?
Yes, so it's the first step and the simplest step, in fact, is to ensure that you get your nominations right. Nominations in your financial investments, and that part also have a foolproof will in place. And then you can also create a private family trust to ensure stronger financial protection for your children. But of course, as we know, it could be a more expensive affair. But making right nominations and making a will are a must. These two cannot be ignored.
Okay, so what are the challenges that can arise if you fail to nominate reliable people in your financial investments?
Actually, a lot of challenges can crop up, have to, unfortunately. So as we know, it's always the legal heirs who can inherit the investments. But for banks and insurance companies, the responsibility ends once they hand over the proceeds to the nominees. So even if your children are legally entitled to the money, they will have to follow legal processes to obtain their rightful share. That is, of course, if the nominee turns hostile and refuses to part with the funds. Now, if you have nominated your parents, spouse or children in your life insurance policy, the proceeds will go directly to them. But this is not the case with bank accounts or mutual fund investments. To ensure that your children or spouse do not get entangled in legal matters, you must ensure that the nominee is your legal heir or at least the intended guardian. That is, the person who you trust will take care of your children legally in your absence and is mentioned in your will. So essentially, you have to make sure that the nominations are in sync with your will. It's a relatively simple process. Making a nomination is a relatively simple process. All you have to do is tick a box in the forms that you fill up at the time of making investments or opening bank accounts or fixed deposits and provide the details of the nominee. But putting a little thought into the process will help prevent disputes later. The other thing that you need to bear in mind is that you need to review these nominations every 5 years. For example, let's say someone had their brother as their nominee prior to marriage, but after marriage, they should give it a thought. They should figure out whether they want to continue with their brother being the nominee, or should the spouse be appointed as the nominee. So, which is why reviews are important periodically.
Okay. And Preeti, could you also elaborate on the importance of a will and how it can help families to ensure financial protection for their children?
Yes, Aisha. Now, a will is a more robust mechanism and it can prevent disputes if it's structured well. Now, in the will, you can put out details of your assets, liabilities, and also specify investments that should be utilized for specific goals. For example, you could specify that your life insurance cover, that is claim proceeds from your life insurance cover, should be used to settle loans, and mutual fund holdings should be liquidated for funding your children's education. And in your will, you can also name intended guardians. That is, it could be your parents or siblings, for example. But if parents die without framing a will, the laws will determine who the guardian would be. Now, this court-appointed guardian would then have control over children's affairs, financial affairs, and other affairs as well, subject to court orders. But of course, parents are the best judge of people who are capable of taking care of their children. And also, court-appointed guardians may not be financially savvy either. So it is best if parents appoint guardians in their wills.
Okay. And my last question to you, Preeti, is that could you also talk about the creation of a private family trust that you had mentioned earlier? How can one go about it?
Yeah. So a private trust is a relatively lesser known concept for many of us. It is also more expensive than making a simple will, as it involves more time and effort, and it involves, you have to hire a professional to do that usually, but it holds an edge over a mere will in several aspects. For one, it has a legal identity that is completely different from that of the creators, that is in this case, parents, and also the beneficiaries, that is the children, that is their children. So once you form a private family trust, the assets that you have decided to set aside for your children will move into it. There will be no uncertainty over its implementation because unlike a regular or even a testamentary will, the trust will come into force during parents' lifetime. And parents can also appoint trustees, that is family members, well-wishers, and also professionals with expertise in wealth management and financial planning firms, if they want to manage assets and execute the succession plan. So there is no scope for any ambiguity. Parents can ensure that children are well protected during their lifetime, and there is an effective plan in place to take care of their affairs in case of their demise later.
Okay. Thank you so much, Preeti, for your insights today. I'm sure it will be helpful for our listeners, especially in these trying times.
Thanks a lot, Aisha. Thanks a lot for having me on the show.
With that, it is a wrap on today's episode of Simply Save podcast. For more news, views, and updates, stay logged on to moneycontrol.com.